Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Just so you know, I'm doing a hit on Newsmax today at 3 o'clock. I wanted to wear the headset. I think it looks more realistic. Dan says no, so he's bringing me in different earpieces.
Little earbuds.
Earbuds, and I don't like them, and he cleaned them in front of me. He knows how I am about that. I'd want a team of doctors in here to do that. But joining us, they're bringing out everybody today as we get to the finish line. What is it like in Georgia? Critical state. I say Trump wins Georgia, particularly the voting reforms. Joining us is from Georgia, Senator David Perdue, here on Talk Radio 1210. Senator, welcome back to Philadelphia. We've talked a couple of times over the years. Thanks for joining us today.
Dom, I love your show. Thank you for having me again. We have been on your show several times. I used to live in Easton for a while up there, so I love the good state of Pennsylvania. Things in Georgia look very good. Early voting is historic. We don't have that many absentee ballots this time, and President Trump has made a lot of stops. In fact, I was with him last night in Macon, Georgia. We had about 10,000, 12,000 people inside the stadium. We probably had another at least 12 to 15 outside trying to get in. So, I mean, it was one of those great nights. He's going to be in Pennsylvania today in Reading and in Pittsburgh. So this guy is working hard. Then he goes to Michigan for two stops. He's out working her right now. But in Georgia, I believe if we get the turnout tomorrow, like I think we will, he's going to win Georgia.
Now, the Georgia election laws, we go back to Major League Baseball, the disaster there by them refusing to hold the All-Star game in Atlanta. And yet we found out later, Senator, we did a lot on this, and you probably know, but to remind listeners, all the relationships they had with Communist China, that was fine. And all that you people did in Georgia, the organizations there, was come up with something practical that's going to make us believe this time that the result is not shenanigans going on, and voting has increased.
It has. Voter confidence is up because President Trump has told people nationwide, really, Dom, to vote early. You know, in the past, Republicans waited until Election Day and this and that, and things happened, but, you know, we were always fearful. But let me just say this. If someone hasn't voted, they need to vote with confidence. If they don't vote, it is a vote for the other side, regardless of how they vote. So what we have done is I have been involved 100% with the campaign over the last 6 months, you know, just helping them build confidence around the country in what has been done and what is being done to make sure that everybody's vote counts, that only registered voters, legally registered voters get counted, and that this election will be a fair and transparent election, which is all anybody should want.
Yeah, absolutely. So North Carolina, you know, I see some polling there, and I know Trump went back to North Carolina. But if Trump doesn't win North Carolina, that would be the shock of the century. What's your feeling in the circles you're traveling in? I'm not saying it was done intentionally, but the woman blew it in Iowa with the final poll there. Then there's a poll moments after that that shows Trump up by 10 points. Trump is not going to lose Iowa. There's no way, shape, or form.
No. And, you know, I just laugh at these polls this late in the race. You know, they really, most of them don't mean much. What really means a lot is, like in North Carolina, the mobilization that Republicans have had is remarkable. In the absence of the federal government, by the way, the Harris administration they just they whiffed it. You know, FEMA couldn't be found for a few days. I know I was up there. But let me say this. I really am hopeful that people this time can compare two very recognizable and visible records. We have Harris's record and we have Trump's record. And if you go back and look at the 4 years, nobody can argue that he had one of the most successful administrations in the last 100 years, if not forever. Great economic turnaround, made the world safer, stood up to China, stared down Kim Jong-un, got us out of that insane Iranian nuclear deal, and moved the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. And this man did a lot. No wars were started during his administration.
Absolutely. Now, we know the big issues, the grinding on the middle class with inflation, the border, particularly in the state where you are, Georgia, the consequence, Lake and Riley and others. But I'm glad to see, and I wrote about this a little while ago, the sleeper issue, the transgender stuff in sports, that the Trump people spent a lot of money because they recognize what I do, that Harris would not back away from that. And that's tell to people. They're thinking, who but a radical would support boys or men in girls' sports?
It's such a fringe. It's a subtle exposure of how radical she is. I worked with the woman in the United States Senate, Dom, and I can tell you, she didn't come to meetings. Her people didn't like working for her. And I think she's been entitled for a long time. But less than half of 1% in the primary, you know, she was appointed to the Senate. So, I mean, this is just all of a sudden woke up one day and now she's running for president. And the more she speaks, and I love what CNN has done, Dom. You called this out. I think I caught this when I was up in Philadelphia a month or so ago. Even CNN now is talking about her non-comments, basically calling her ability to use word salad to try to explain mm-hmm. her position. So she's being exposed, as you rightfully call out. But the contrast between what a Harris administration will be and what we know the Trump administration will be ought to get everybody off the couch and go vote. This is not about their grandkids. This is about us right now standing up to China, getting inflation under control, getting our economy going. And what Trump wants to do is build a manufacturing renaissance, which would benefit the good people of Pennsylvania just like the good people of Georgia. And I'm all in. He is going to make that happen if we can get him elected Tuesday.
Senator, welcome home. Part of your second home. Welcome second home here. Hope that we hear from you again in a Trump administration. You'd be a great addition, but let's get over to the finish line tomorrow.
Tom, God bless you. I mean, Dom, tomorrow is the big day. If anybody hadn't voted, please encourage them to vote. Thanks, Dom.
Thank you, Senator David Perdue. Who knows who might appear next here, Henry? Anything's possible. He's been on a few times over there. This is what happens in the last days, the last push. And it tells you this is going to be close. I see that Nate Silver has a 12% chance of an electoral Harris landslide. All right. Meaning the battleground states. And then he has a 24.6 chance of a Trump landslide. Now, Silver does this, and he's very good day to day. I don't see either of that. I see this coming down to the wire. But I'm starting to think, based upon several factors, we're going to know by earlier on Thursday than I thought. Maybe even late on Wednesday. All right, like, you know, 9, 10 o'clock, suddenly you hear somebody's called it. Then the lawsuits will begin. But I do think it's not going to be like Saturday the last time or even Friday. There's no way it goes past Thursday. Although, it's going to be very close. We got great people coming on tomorrow. We're going to have Tom DiBello out there in Montgomery County, the commissioner, right there where the vote is being certified, if you will. You know, the counting, the real counting areas. All right, we're going to have Laura Trump on. And I hope to get you Kevin Kelly. He's one of the guys leading the charge in Philadelphia. Boy, Henry, you watching Fox here? Elise Stefanik is glammed up from this. This is like a before and after. Dan, you know her. Tell me, is that Elise Stefanik? Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What's up with that? Are they getting ready for a big night here? That's like a Hollywood thing here.
The eyes.
The eyes. Yes.
Deep
it's
brown.
It's the deep. Yeah. The brow and the foundation over the whole face. Wow. Big time stuff. This is a tough campaign. We need a makeover. All right. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. You got the side question today. At 1:30, we're going to talk with pollster extraordinaire Robert Cahaly. He predicted Trafalgar. He predicted the big win for President Trump when no one else did in 2016. What does he say about Iowa? What does he say about Pennsylvania? And what does he say about this overall where we are? Let's go to Cut 11 here, Henry. Here is Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, telling us in a final argument that voters are anti-woman and anti-American if they support Trump.
Gave me a chance to tie the Republicans running in these seats, the incumbents, closer to Donald Trump, and remind everybody, if you're voting for these Republicans in New York, you are voting for someone who supports Donald Trump, and you're anti-woman, you're anti-abortion, and basically you're anti-American, because you have just trashed American values and what our country is all about.
All right, so you're anti-American now if you're voting that way. One other thing, too. Miranda Devine, and I wanted to talk about this. I don't think it's a stretch. Miranda Devine, great column today. How Liz Cheney and Peanut the Squirrel became the bizarre closing symbols of the 2024 election, freedom versus authoritarianism. How do the Cheneys get off now being celebrated when they were routinely called what they are? They want wars. They want these unending wars. The whole family, Dick Cheney, how does he get out of the Iraq war again? That's not something Trump would have gotten into. But Peanut the Squirrel, and I get it, you know, people not liking of a squirrel, you know, and but it seems to be the squirrel had not bothered neighbors or done anything. This guy Longo had trained the squirrel. Apparently the squirrel was brilliant. I see it doing all kinds. It was called the Elon Musk of squirrels. I don't know. If we're using, I thought we'd say Einstein, not Elon Musk now, because that's a little bit of an overrated thing here. They came in, raided his house, took the squirrel away in New York, and euthanized the squirrel. And people this late into the campaign are saying things along the lines of Don Jr. and J.D. Vance at a rally. Here's what they said about the killing of Peanut the Squirrel, Cut 17.
They know that's coming across our border, and they allowed it to happen anyway. This is not sane. They're not worried about any of that. They'll allow that to happen. But if someone adopts a baby pet squirrel... Hell yeah, no. Justice for Peanut. No, but think about it. Our government will let in 16,000 rapists, they'll let in 13,000 murderers, they'll let in 600,000 criminals across our border. But if someone has a pet squirrel without a permit, they go in there and kill the squirrel. Think about it. That's the Democrat Party. That's where they'll go. That's their overreach. They want to control every aspect of your life. The big stuff, the stuff that matters, the stuff that's killing our kids, destroying our neighborhoods. Well, that's different. We got to follow the woke playbook. Change it all on November 5th. Yes, it is. Change it all.
So I know Don's fired up about Peanut the Squirrel. We were on the way down here from Cincinnati. He was like, you know, is it really the case that the Democrats murdered the Elon Musk of squirrels? And I said, yeah, it sounds like, have you seen the videos of this squirrel? He's like, he's a genius, or he was, unfortunately. But the same government that doesn't care about hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrant criminals coming into our country doesn't want us to have pets. It's the craziest thing.
All right. So, you know, the other side thinks, oh, what does this have? Peanut the squirrel. What's this have to do? It's anything, but they don't like it. Like the thing that I mentioned, the transgender and sports thing. The Trump people spent about $35 million on ads around that. And they were right to do that. It's a tell. It's a subtle thing that gets you inside how the Harris and that side think. It's in addition to the big things. Of course, inflation, the border. 855-839-1210, you get on board. So at 1:30, we'll talk with Robert Cahaly. There's another big rally, the closing rally tonight for J.D. Vance. We'll talk to Jim Worthington. Yep, it's at the Knack. He'll be here at 2:15. If you're looking for something because of anxiety or whatever, and you want to get out and do that. Also, I'll be speaking tonight. Row along for this one because there's a Ralph's deal in it. So at the Columbus statue in South Philly, our buddies Joe and Jody Della Barbara will be there. And it's a rally to remind people to show up and vote tomorrow and to get others to vote. South Philly is incredibly important. There are a lot of Trump voters. Do they come out tomorrow? Let me know your plan. We had a couple who were turned away in Bucks County last week. Tell me they pulled into a parking lot and said, yep, 5 a.m. I think it was Stephanie, was the wife. On election day, they're going to be there, ready to go. There's going to be no turning around. They want to get that done and make sure that vote's in there early on. And I think that's going to be the way for a lot of people. If you're not stunned by what they did in Bucks County, and they did do that, there's no excuse. After the judge told them to open up, they had millions of dollars in resources. Hire more people, bring more people from other departments, get the right printers in there. You could have brought 40 of them and move people through. One mom and son duo, 8 hours it took them to vote. 8 hours. What they're saying is, hey, you don't want to show up and vote the way that we tell you. We know you're Trump supporters. We'll make it hell. We'll go as long as we have to go. That's true. You'll be able to vote. We're not going to make it easy. And Bucks County votes for this. Trump is going to win Bucks County. You'll see tomorrow night. And I think Pennsylvania, but I'm sure Bucks County. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. More of your calls are next on Talk Radio 1210.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, time to hear Dano's show side question today. What else? Some song that hypes you up, gets you going either physically, emotionally. It's all in the tell of that. By the way, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court says now that undated mail-in ballots will not be counted in next week's election. And Johnny Dock's brother, who is a Democrat, but a guy who has, gone against the grain there at times, he wrote a concurrence and he attacked the Commonwealth Court for its defiance. He wrote, "We've said those carefully chosen words only weeks ago, yet apparently they were not heard in the Commonwealth Court, the very court where the bulk of litigation unfolds. We said what we meant, and we meant what we said. The decision ends for now what has become a year-long battle over an incorrect date on the ballot's envelope." Look, the legislature set this up, and unless you prove there was some high-level constitutional violation, it's racial or something of that nature, the legislature gets to set with these mail-in ballots what counts, and you have to comply. There's this Judge Seisler on the Commonwealth Court who's kind of been a rogue on a lot of cases and driving that court. And now, unanimously, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said no. Now, there are other issues out there. I hope the U.S. Supreme Court jumps in pretty quickly across the battleground states on any number of them. But for now, this seems to be final. These will not count. And this is bigger than just counting a few votes here and there, 1,000 or 2,000. It's about the legislature sets what the rules are for this stuff. It's already difficult enough with all the mail-in balloting, etc. It's great work by the Republicans on this. They have been all over election integrity, and I think they're going to. You're going to see this in Philadelphia tomorrow. All right, let's go to Bill in Montgomery County. Hey, Bill, good afternoon. What do you have on the side question today?
Well, I was kind of surprised that this wasn't taken off the board, but from Philly, I mean, what else? The theme from Rocky, going to fly now.
Yeah, I did say Rocky, but I'll allow it. You fleshed it out a little bit. I said Rocky.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. We got you on that, Bill. Yep. Yeah, Rocky's obviously a good one, particularly with Philadelphia and what's going on. Will the Democrats actually have this energy? I'm talking about here in Philadelphia tomorrow. To show up and vote when their mail-in ballot numbers are really down from before. I just think that this is the issue that they wanted to vote by mail-in ballot. They don't like showing up on election day and waiting in lines, etc. So I got to be convinced, and I don't think Harris does as well in Philadelphia as Biden did. Net-net, what she nets versus what Trump does. And if that happens, it's going to be difficult for them to win Pennsylvania. I don't think in the suburbs Trump does as badly as he did the last time. I think he's going to win Bucks County. So where is she going to get that margin? It was only 80,000 the last time. The mail-in ballot margin is only about 415,000. You know, by tomorrow, Election Day, even if it's 500,000, it was 1.1 million the last time heading into the actual voting on Election Day. All right, we'll see. And there's a stronger candidate running for the Senate this time. In that we have Dave McCormick is right there with Bob Casey. Where is it coming from? But it's going to be close. Probably take us 24 hours before we know Pennsylvania. But once we do, I think we'll know the result. All right, Pat in Washington Township. Hey, Pat, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon to you, too. I have to share my experience this morning. I dropped my granddaughter off at Monmouth University, and I have my earrings and Trump earrings and pins. And we went into the dining hall, and right away, a young man came over, said, I like your pin. I'm voting for him, talked a little. I said, here, you can have the pin. I have a lot more in the car. So I gave it to him. But that's not an unusual experience, because last week, I went to Miracle Ear to get my hearing aids adjusted. The fella kept me in the office for a good half hour. Young man, college grad, talking about Trump and why he's voting.
Now, Pat, with the counter to this, the second gentleman has said today, extensive interview, these young men you're running into, this is just a hustle by Trump. He's hustling them, Pat. They don't know what they're doing. It's a hustle.
Well, she called them stupid. She called
yes.
the 18 to
yeah.
whatever,
yeah.
stupid.
Exactly.
But everywhere I go, I'm telling you, I'm at getting my eyeglasses at Boscov's. The girl, the same thing, young girl, talking for quite some time. And then Bone Saul went to lunch last week, the waitress. I wore a hat or a T-shirt or a pin or whatever. And I have not had one person say anything negative. And I am ready. I mean, I'm not going to argue. I just want them to say, why are you voting for her? And please do not mention Trump's name.
Gotcha.
I'm hoping somebody does, because I don't think they can answer it.
I'm glad you're working that, Pat. Give me your song that inspires you.
Aaron Lewis, Am I the Only One? When he screams at, when you scream at the TV, like, what the F? You know, am I the only one?
Oh, yeah.
And also mentioned in that song about taking a bullet, you know, taking a bullet for the USA. And that was long before that actually happened.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you. Glad you're running into good stuff. By the way, mentioning Jersey, tomorrow, I know Matt Rooney's going to be on with me tomorrow night on election coverage, covering a lot of stuff in Jersey. Haddon Heights tomorrow is voting on rescinding, I believe DJ sent it to me, it's a 120-year prohibition against alcohol policy. Now, they do have breweries. I mean, you know, Jersey's screwing the way this works. They do have breweries, but They don't have alcohol in restaurants, for example, that kind of stuff. And it seems to be tomorrow they're going to put that aside, and Haddon Heights will no longer be semi-dry or dry. Some people are telling me Ocean City might do that at some point. I think it's a brand, though, may not do it, but 120 years of this. All right, is it just in time to celebrate a Trump win? Well, not in Jersey, but I mean across the board. All right, 855-839-1210. Let's go to Joe in Columbus, New Jersey, on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Good afternoon, Dom. Hey, if I could speak for a moment on this price gouging, because I got triggered by that Kamala commercial. Why we've lived in a capitalist society now for an eternity, why can't these half-thinking liberals consider that or understand that? Why is this a recent phenomenon? Why hasn't the corporate entities...
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Thought of price gouging. This administration, all they do is they redirect the blame. There's no price gouging.
Well, but
going on.
Look, I give them credit. When you have something, Joe, that is this startling and this obvious and this detrimental, that they can come up with anything in the world is remarkable. Consider, what would you do? What are you up against? Are you going to surrender and say, yeah, we did it. We're proud of it.
But Don, the critical mind says, no, no. For all these years we've been in existence, and then some mastermind just decided to think about price gouging. It's absurd. It's ridiculous.
Well, the whole point, you're right. How tight margins are, how you would get killed if you go outside that 1% margin or half a cent, you can't do it. And that's correct. Been the story in that business forever, and it will continue to be.
Right. I just can't believe the people that are buying into it. It's just, it's a weak, weak mind. So my side question is, it's almost universal. It's a walk-in music for the best major league reliever of all time, Mariano Rivera, the best and always will be the best. And I attended a Virginia Tech game, and they have a walk-in, Enter Sandman.
Yeah, it is. That's a great one. That does get people. And I agree about Rivera, too. I mean, it's whatever his cutter was, you could see it. It just looked like the pitch exploded right away from the batter. I mean, it doesn't look like any other baseball in the power zone. Okay, here's where we're going. Coming up, Robert Cahaly, Trafalgar polling. What does he say about Iowa? What does he say about Pennsylvania? And what does he say about the battleground states? The guy who, arguably, their firm, Trafalgar, was the only one. You've heard them over the years with me, how they poll versus the others, how they were able to predict that Trump win when almost no one else had any kind of thought. It was a 98% that Hillary Clinton was going to win. Remember in Brooklyn, they had the fireworks on hold and the balloons and everything else. All right, 855-839-1210, though. You jump on board here on Talk Radio 1210. Let's talk. We already did FanDuel, Henry.
Oh, we got another one here.
Oh, yeah. No, unless I misplaced it. Okay, let me move forward here, and we'll get more action on FanDuel. That may be my fault. Let me tell you about Batteries Plus Bulbs. They're in Mount Laurel and Northfield, two big stores, one on Route 73, the other on Tilton Road in Northfield. And my friend Roy is looking for help. Now, we've told you, this is the principal complex of Batteries Plus Bulbs. They have everything. He found it, the first one here, years ago. And so much business has come his way because of our listeners for anything. I mean, they, as he says every time I talk with them, tell your listeners, Dom, we power it, we light it, and we fix it. We figure out how to help customers. Customer service is key. That's what you get. Not just a phone, if it's a business, an energy audit. Whatever it might be that you need help with, I'm going to give you their phone number. Call them, and they will be right on it. 856-638-0778. 856-638-0778. Use that number, too, because they're looking for a handy do-it-yourselfer type of person. It's a great low-pressure part-time job. Customer service is the key, so if you're willing to do what it takes to help, you need to talk to Roy. Batteries plus bulbs, Mount Laurel, Route 73, Northfield on Tilton Road. Give them a call at 856-638-0778. All right, note to self, after we're done talking with Robert Cahaley, let me tell you about meeting the Scandinavians who were in town. I got to speak to them on Saturday and what they said about young men voting for Trump polling in Norway.
I got to hear all about this.
Yeah, it was nuts. They were great people. I don't know if Robert Cahaley from Trafalgar has ever polled the Scandinavian countries. He might have. He's in Atlanta. He joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Robert, it all comes down finally. Great to have you of all people today. Robert, are you there? All right, Henry, I'm not sure what happened here. Let me put him on hold for a second. You can tell me if something has dropped or some gremlin in here. So I did speak, thanks to our great friend Robin Schaefer, to this delegation of about 24 people from Scandinavia who were here on a tour. Some of them have been listening to talk radio from Sweden. All right, let me go to Robin now. Robert Cahaley. Robert, welcome back. Big day, and certainly we want to hear what Cahaley has to say. How are you doing?
Just fine.
Good.
I'm trying to figure out how to get that polling gig in Scandinavia, though.
So, Robert, when you see this over the weekend, or maybe in polling circles, you knew it was coming. It's called the gold standard in Iowa and all this stuff. And I'm not saying there were hands on the scale there, but then there was another poll out 10 seconds later that had Trump up by 10 points. Do you think...
Emerson, that's a real gold standard.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think the campaigns react toward that stuff? If they do, they need to have better people, right?
Well, but first of all, you know, it's one of those things where it comes out there and immediately it makes its way to drugs and immediately the mainstream media jumps all over it. But let's also remember this. It's kind of like grading on pollsters is a cumulative thing. So it's kind of like my grade point average. The last couple of years, I didn't do as well, but all those A's and B's in the beginning kind of saved me.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is also the pollster that said that Trump would beat Cruz, and the pollster said Nikki Haley would finish second by like 5 points over DeSantis in this year's Iowa caucuses. So I don't know how that's a gold standard, but maybe if you got measured the way we get measured by everything in the last 10 years, they wouldn't call it gold anymore.
Absolutely. So give us your insight then. You go wherever you want. In the battleground states, my just gut instinct in talking to people like you and following you, really, I just would be shocked if, say, Trump lost North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona. But I don't see him winning Michigan and Wisconsin. So it comes down ultimately to Pennsylvania in my mind. What does it come down to in your mind?
I agree with that. I'm hesitant about anything. I agree with the same ones you just said. Those all make sense to me. Michigan, I think, is a crapshoot. It really kind of depends on what happens with the reaction. If the campaigns did a good job of showing people the duplicity of the messages Kamala gave to the Arab and Muslim Americans in Michigan versus what she did around the country,
mm-hmm.
then they sit home, then that could move that thing back across the needle. That could move it there. But, that was going to be difficult. Pennsylvania, I mean, we have a very narrow lead for Trump. And I mean, like 1.7. And 1.7 is, while very small, is based on, like, I think that's the 14th time we've polled that. So it's, you know, between, well, actually, I think I've probably done it seven times, and Matt Towery's done it seven. But Matt Towery, who often seen on Fox News with me, and my partner in the Polling Plus podcast, so you can get wherever you get your podcast, type in polling with the first thing that comes up. Had to get that said.
Let me ask you on that front with the Pennsylvania polling. I'm watching carefully. I still can't tell, and I wanted to get your instinct. The early polling looked good. We had people here last week in Bucks County. You've heard about it nationally. In line 4 to 6 to 8 hours, and they were 90% most likely Trump people who don't trust this system, wanted to vote mail-in, but wanted it right there. And I have the numbers this morning from a couple of sources. Looks like Democrats in the mail-in ballot early voting are ahead by about 415,000, which is not anywhere near.
Which is not near as many as they had before.
Yes, in 2020 on Election Day, it was 1.1 million. And I think a lot of this is Trump. So I'm being told by the other side, Democrats are going to show up en masse here in Philadelphia. It's going to be a nice day tomorrow, but I don't see it. I mean, on the ground here, Robert, I would tell you it's relatively tepid. She would have to do in Philadelphia, Harris, what Obama did, and she's not Obama. I don't see it.
No, she's not, and there's not the same enthusiasm at all. And this is something, you know, I don't know, I could speak more specifically to Atlanta.
Right.
And we're seeing the same thing. Georgia needs a 30% African-American turnout to do what they have to do. And right now they're at like 27. And the thing is, they usually get like 31 or more in early and absentee voting. And so they're actually making a bigger gap than they've ever made up. And so everybody's like, what, you know, they asked me, were you concerned about these precincts that were open in Georgia, that especially opened on Saturday, that the Republicans tried to get shut down and everything else? And I said, yeah, there's some concern there. And they turned out people. But the fact that they felt like they had to do that is what I think is significant. The fact they had to go to those extraordinary means is what's really significant, because they shouldn't have to do that. If their Souls to the Polls operation, which is really a very effective operation, had worked well this year, they wouldn't have had to do all that. And so I think that's significant. I think we see the same lethargic response to a lot of votes in the Black community right now. And that's a very good sign. That's a very good sign right now for
Trump. Yeah. Wait a minute. We lost Robert Cahaley here. Guys.
Yeah, we'll
get Robert Cahaley back. So far, remember, this is the guy we've had on umpteen times. He's a character. They predicted, the only ones really that had it right in 2016, the Trump win. And I wanted to get his final thought here of where he thinks this ends up. So, Robert, where do you think this ends up? What are you looking for tomorrow into tomorrow night that will give you a more definitive feel?
Okay, so tomorrow night, what I would be looking for is, let's start with, if New Hampshire is close, if Trump's within 2 points, 3 points in New Hampshire, that's a very good, or if he wins New Hampshire, that is a good sign. New Hampshire will count their votes rather quickly. And they're all in Eastern time. So that's a very good sign for Trump. When Ohio counts, Moreno has won that one, because that one's, we got tenths of a point difference in that one, then that's a good sign for Trump. On the other hand, if Eastern and Western North Carolina come in, that first North Carolina is going to look very, very blue, but that's because that's the research triangle coming in, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, literally,
right,
basically communism. but that place is a little scary. But
yeah.
Once Western and Eastern North Carolina come in, outside of Asheville, of course, which is might as well be in the research triangle, then if North Carolina looks like a 3 or more point win by Trump, that's a good sign. And so, the main thing is, with a lot of these bellwether counties, Bucks, stuff like that, look at what Clinton did there and what Biden did there. And the closer you get to Clinton or better than Clinton, if Trump does better than he did against Clinton, it's going to be a very short night. If Trump is if closer to Biden, then that tells you that he hasn't done what he needed to do on the Election Day vote.
I hear you, and I know you don't predict count. I'm predicting he wins Bucks. That's what I see here. And after what happened to people last week, this has been a firestorm. So I would tell you, Robert, on election night, if he's not close.
Which thing last week?
Yeah, last week when they slow walked, having people vote in person by mail in Bucks County, judges had to intervene. It was free-for-all here, made a lot of news. I wouldn't be surprised if Trump wins Bucks County, or at least is very close to what happened with Clinton. He's not going to get shellacked like with Biden, and I think that'll be a tell to me, too.
Yeah, that's a big tell.
Robert, where do we find your work? Where do we find Trafalgar?
Well, we are on X, formerly known as Twitter, as Robert_Cahaly, C-A-H-A-L-Y, or Robert Cahaly, no hyphen, Trafalgar-group. Are my our two X handles, and then the TrafalgarGroup.org or TrafalgarGroup.com.
Robert, thank you as always. Another great time having you on throughout this campaign. Thank you, Robert. Good luck tomorrow night. Your predictions. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. How many times have we had him on? Dozens over the years, because I think they're polling. We went through it with you before. What they do that's different than others. Yeah, and I think he leans a little bit the Trump way, not like Rasmussen, though. I don't think it's quite that. You heard his predictions. They pretty much mirror what I see, and I'm not polling like he is. But I think Trump wins Bucks County. It'll be close. It could go by. It could go Harris's way, but it's going to be close. That's much better than what happened with Biden. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Coming up, we'll take more of your calls. I'll tell you some insights about Trump. Couple of glaring ones from the Scandinavians that were in town. It was one of the best events, except I had a timekeeper telling me my time was up just about when I started, because my Robin had to go on about the whales and they were getting antsy because, you know, the wind and all. And he was saying they were big wind. This one guy from Norway, Olaf. No, I'm making that up. They were incredibly nice, and they offered two insights about the difference of Trump versus Harris. All the way from Norway, Sweden, Denmark, and the like. It was a great experience.
I have audio of the moderator when he
went. Yeah, let's hear the moderator.
How dare you?
It was like, I thought we'd get something.
And if you choose to fail us, say we will never forgive you.
Why didn't you say that on Friday? I would have asked him what they think about Greta Thunberg. It was a study group, so they had to move on to another speaker, not as riveting. And Robin did something. So the woman says, all right, 1/3 of your time is up. And I'm thinking, I haven't said anything. Come on. I got them in the palm of my hands here. Give me some salmon.
We will not let you get away with this.
I should have brought that on tape. That might have been a little bit too much. I'll give you a couple of Trump insights, though, and your calls. At 2 o'clock, we're going to talk with Jim Worthington we're going to talk with the Fox News reporter sent here to cover Philadelphia for Fox News. What has he found so far, and what does he find tomorrow? He ought to come here. We'll let him hear our listeners, and I think we're working on that. 855-839-1210.
Rich Scioli. I do think it's badass that Andrew Jackson beat a would-be assassin with a cane. I think that is the coolest thing. I mean, come on. Guy takes two shots at him, the gun misfires both times, and he's like, that's it. Like, I wish to God there were cameras back then to capture Andrew Jackson pummeling this guy with a cane.
It wasn't even his cane. He took it from another guy. He was that upset.
Give me that cane. Starts beating the crap out of the guy. Oh, man. That's the best thing I've heard all day.
Rich Scioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, cap off NFL Week 9 tonight with a chance to win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Now, new customers, you get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins on tonight's game. How about building a same-game parlay? Here's the simple one. Patrick Mahomes over 1.5 passing TDs. Is there any doubt with this guy? Buccaneers defense, not bad, but come on. Mahomes. Travis Kelce, well, she's going to be there tonight, I think. That's what I'm looking at. over receiving yards. And Cade Otton, this is a Henry pick. Don't blame me. Anytime touchdown, go with that. Just visit FanDuel.com/Dom to make every moment more this season. Now, FanDuel is a sportsbook partner, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus. Present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says.
With Dom.
That's right. It's that time of the afternoon. Producer Dan takes over the Dan time with Dom. And just want to take a pause from election news real quick, just because I want Dom's reaction to this. There was a whole situation yesterday with Joel Embiid, who had some really negative stuff written about him by Marcus Hayes over at the Inquirer. Apparently shoved the Inquirer reporter Marcus Hayes for bringing up his deceased brother and his son and saying that essentially they'd be embarrassed for his performance. Dom, your thoughts on the shove by Joel Embiid?
Can't do it. Same thing with Jason Kelce, the saying it won. All right, the guy says something, you say something back. You can't take his phone and just smash it there, right? He gets a pass, though. I don't think Embiid's going to.
Yeah.
What do you think? I think Embiid, the thing that happened with Embiid was a little bit more over the line than the phone with Jason Kelce.
I think there is some kind of truth to the notion that when reporters have to know that these are indeed human beings, though, and you can't be writing stuff that's, right. I feel like that kind of hits way too close. I don't know. But you're right, Tom. You're right. You can't be throwing shoves and getting physical with reporters.
Well, to the broader issue, the Sixers are just a sickening organization. I mean, it's sickening me what's going on. I'm sick and tired of hearing this. Yeah, we'll get back there when we can. They're one in a gazillion on the other side. And wins count now at the beginning of the year, maybe some more. Get your fans behind it. Embiid's ridiculous in this. He really is. They shouldn't give him $200 million in if he can't play.
That was a genuinely personal question on Dan, because I haven't asked you about that from a personal level, so I'm happy to hear that you are kind of where I'm at with this, too. You can't be shoving the guy. No.
I mean, look, what he wrote and all that. You can get in his face and go after him. You can tell him there's a line here personally. But you can't put your hands on the guy in this.
I think I'd ever see the day that Dom Giordano defends Marcus Hayes, but here we go.
Well, I didn't say that quite on it, but Kelce enraged me more. All right, he called your brother a name and all that. You can't strut over and grab the guy's phone and then smash it, though, right?
Mess around and find out. I think that's what Marcus and the guy up at Penn State learned this weekend.
Oh, you're on that side then.
I am, yeah. Yeah, you can't just say anything, you can't just do anything and think there's not going to be repercussions.
Yeah, but if they're physical, there's going to be a lawsuit here, and we'll see around this.
My angle is Jason Kelce incident proof that cancel culture is past?
Oh, that nothing happened?
Nothing. Well, no, I don't think anyone really wants to talk about what Jason Kelce himself said in response there. He used to slur himself.
Yeah, you know? He did. Exactly.
I think Jason Kelce's to the point where he's so beloved, people just they want to brush it under the rug.
I'm not in that camp with this guy. It's going way too far with the entire family to me, Dan. So you're right. He used the slur back to say, who's the blank now?
And it's funny because you know who become the most beloved of the Kelce family. It's that side of the aisle. So it's fascinating that they've been largely silent on the entire situation.
Because you know why? They're not honest. They can't say, you know what? He did do that, to your point. Maybe more than the phone. Okay, coming up, we're going to talk with the Fox News reporter, Brian Yenis, who is here to cover Philadelphia. He's been here for a few days. What does he take the temperature of the turnout? And we'll see if he wants to come in and cover talk radio tomorrow to see what listeners have to say, too, on Fox News Channel. And then a big rally with Jim Worthington tonight over at the Knack. Yes, J.D. Vance, the closing rally. We'll cover it all and your calls. Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.